What's up, brothers? Hope everybody's doing well out there. In today's video, I want to talk about the secret psychology of ignoring women. And the reason why I want to talk about this subject is because there's a lot of dating coaches out there that are selling you guys on this idea that ignoring women turns them on, that ignoring women makes them want you more. And I got to be honest with you. Any dating coach that's trying to sell you on this idea is either totally full of shit, or he's just stupid and he's projecting his own failures with women onto his audience and spreading that mentality, which is only going to cause you guys to fail as well. So, anyways, the first thing that you guys need to understand is every woman has that one guy that gives her that emotional high, you know, that gives her butterflies. Her face lights up when he walks in the room. You know, this is the man that she can fall in love hard and fast with. This is what you call genuine desire, okay? And if a woman has genuine desire for you and you ignore her, or, you know, you're unable to open up to her, or you play some games or tactics to display high value, to make her jealous, to try to trigger pre-selection, or any of these manosphere tactics, all you're going to do is hurt the girl, damage the girl, and screw your relationship up with the girl. Okay? That's a fact. And that's what genuine desire is. That is when a woman actually likes you, actually is attracted to you, actually wants to be with you, and you can just let things happen naturally, you can treat each other well, and you can have a good relationship. Now, me personally, if I don't have that dynamic going on, if a woman doesn't have genuine desire for me and I don't have genuine desire for her, I have no interest in going on a first date. I have no interest in having sex. I have no interest in starting a relationship. It's just not there. You know, you got to have the emotional maturity to identify that. And if that spark is not there, just leave. Billions of people in the world. There's no reason to waste your time on somebody that doesn't want you. Now, where these dating coaches come into play is they come into play when you're the guy that doesn't get the genuine desire. And when you don't get the genuine desire, you can't rely on emotional highs because you don't give her an emotional high. So what they do is they teach you how to give her emotional lows. Because believe it or not, emotional highs and emotional lows can both stimulate some sort of an addiction to another human being. So, you know, let's say you play some game to make a woman jealous, or you're ignoring her, you know, you're pulling back, playing hard to get. You're gonna bruise her ego. Okay, you're not actually going to stimulate any sort of like authentic attraction. You know, you're never, no genuine desire there whatsoever. But you can damage her ego so that next time when you give her attention, she'll appreciate that attention a little bit more. You know, and you can create this dynamic of emotional lows to giving her attention. Emotional lows and giving her attention. So there's never genuine desire. There's never real organic love or lust coming from her. It's just simply, you know, this bizarre trauma bond that you're creating with this weird strategy. And a lot of dating coaches are teaching you guys to go down that path. To me, that's pathetic. Okay, if that's what you want out of your life, if you want a temporary, highly conditional, highly unsustainable relationship that's based off of weird psychological high value man red pilled pre-selection tactics, go for it. But you're going to find out in the long run the way the divorce machine works, how expensive child support is, alimony. You know, you're going to find out the hard way that when there's no genuine desire, you just simply cannot negotiate attraction. And that's the bottom line. So guys really have to develop the character, the emotional IQ, to understand that if there's no genuine desire, there's no reason to move forward. Now, me personally, when I'm speaking to a woman, you know, when we are, getting to know each other, we'll say, and I see strong, genuine desire coming from her, and I'm not really 100% sure if I want to move forward in that relationship, then I will pull back. I will, you know, it may come off as me ignoring her, but I'm not doing it to make her like me more, because I'm fully aware that that does not make her like me more. It might make her sad, it might make her upset, but I'm doing it because I'm not sure if I want to move forward. And the more time that I spend with her, the more invested she's going to be in me. So I'm doing it out of respect. And if I decide that I don't want to be with her, then out of respect, I'm going to ignore her to allow her to heal and get over me. That's what ignoring a woman is for. That's what no contact is for. It's to let them get over you. It's for you to get over them. You know, these red pill dating coaches, which I consider myself red pill as well, but I want you guys to understand, the red pill is not a dating strategy. The red pill is a marketplace of ideas. That is it. So anytime somebody uses these like red pill philosophies and tries to put it into a strategy, you know, to increase their odds with women, it's stupid. You know, you can't manipulate genuine desire. Everybody will admit that. But then when you try to take the step forward and say, well, you know, game and strategy and all this stuff, then they all of a sudden they disconnect. You know, their head explodes. Say, well, sure, you can't manipulate genuine desire. You can't negotiate attraction, but with game you can blah, 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 but you know it's not true, right? Now, game is important when there is genuine desire, because let me tell you this, you know, to stay on the topic about ignoring women, I've never met a ladies' man in the world, I've never met a player in the world that uses ignoring women as his sexual strategy. Every ladies' man and every player. Now, yeah, if he's handsome, he has to have this. If he's ugly, he definitely has to have this. But every ladies' man in the world has to have the ability to talk a woman's panties off. That's gonna come in handy on the first date. That's gonna come in handy 10 years into a marriage when they're having an argument. You know, is he able to whisper in her ear and, you know, get her excited, make her wet, talk her panties off? If he's able to do that, then regardless of what they go through, he can always work his way through it, you know, because his communication skills are good and he knows that genuine desire is there to begin with. But I have never heard of a ladies' man saying that he is going to ignore a woman's panties off. You know, that he is going to play hard to get a girl's panties off. That he's going to pull back to get a woman's panties wet. You know, it doesn't work that way. You know, it just simply does not. Now, of course, every couple of years, there's a new strategy that comes out amongst young guys that come into the manosphere. And they watch a few Rational Male videos, a few Richard Cooper videos. You know, they learn a thing or two. And then they try to regurgitate it to their audience in a way that makes it seem like it's their original content. But in reality, they're just misusing content that was already created years before they got here. Misusing it. You know, it's like the telephone game. They hear one thing, but they say the other. You know, they think they learned something. They think they internalized it. But then they spew this message out to the audience, and it's totally off the mark. And they're misleading people, screwing relationships up, turning guys into weirdos. And it's pathetic, you know? So, guys, you have to keep your eyes open. You have to be aware that just because a guy has 200,000 followers, just because he happens to be a very good speaker on camera, maybe he's extremely good looking, that doesn't mean he knows what he's talking about. Okay, his message might be way off and it might be screwing things up. I have plenty of guys that set up calls with me or they call into my show on Thursday nights or Sunday nights, and their problems are that they have been taking dating advice from dudes on YouTube, and these guys have been pushing them in the wrong direction, making them look like jackasses, making them look like fools. We take these calls every week and we have to set them straight. You know, we have to knock some sense into them. But the one thing it always comes down to, guys, and what I want you guys to understand is it always comes down to genuine desire. And the number one thing that you have to develop is you have to develop an unshakable confidence. And I'm not telling you just be confident, bro. That's going to get you the ladies. What I'm telling you is when you have confidence and you start to respect yourself, then you're not going to settle for anything less than genuine desire. You know, if a woman doesn't make it blatantly obvious that she wants to be with me, I don't really see a reason. You know, I don't see a reason to move forward. And that's the way you should be as well. Because when you start to get yourself into a situation where, you know, you're pursuing a woman and it doesn't seem like she likes you that much, just doesn't seem like she wants you. So you're looking up all these tricks and these strategies to try to make things work, trying to come up with a game plan. Define the word simp. Like in your head, define the word simp for me. Don't call yourself one, but define the word. Does that behavior fit that description? Does it fit that definition? Be honest with yourself. You know, I'm not here to tell you, I'm not here to call guys simps and cucks. I'm not the bully that just wants to run around and make fun of guys, call guys out, and, you know, name calling all that shit. But you got to be honest with yourself. If you're resorting to those tricks and strategies, what are you? If you can't get a woman's attention without pulling up in a Ferrari, without buying her something, without ignoring her, without playing mind games, but you continue to play those games, what are you? You know, if you're a criminal, there's a good chance that you hang out with other criminals. If you're in a toxic relationship, there's a chance you're in a relationship with a toxic person. If you're in a good relationship, there's a pretty good chance you're in a relationship with a good person. But if you're in a relationship, and when you're not getting your way, you resort to playing toxic mind games like ignoring them, you know, pulling back, playing hard to get, pre-selection, making her jealous, you're the toxic one, okay? And that's another thing. A lot of Manosphere guys teach you guys that these toxic strategies are, you know, that women love toxic men. Again, they're just projecting their own failures with women onto their audience. Men that are good with women don't have to be toxic. You know, they can just be a stand-up guy and that woman still wants to spend time with him. She still loves him. She still wants to have sex with him and get her hands on him and kiss him all over his body every time she gets the chance. Why? Because she has genuine desire for him. And if you're a guy that doesn't have that, it's not going to work. One last point about the ignoring women and where this concept comes from. There's a lot of guys in the Manosphere that will tell you that giving a woman attention turns her off. And they tell you ignoring a woman turns her on. But they're wrong about this. Attention is an amplifier. So if a woman likes you and you give her attention, she is going to like you even more. You're going to get her excited. But if a woman doesn't like you and you give her attention, she is going to be repulsed by you, disgusted by you, annoyed by you. And the more attention you give her, the more you're going to amplify either one of those. That's the red pill, all right? And that's what you got to get through your head. Now, I think that's enough. I think that pretty much solidifies this message and makes it pretty clear for you guys. I don't think I really need to go on any further. But I know how addicting it can be to go down these, you know, faux red pill rabbit holes from these new content creators that are regurgitating the same old bullshit, but they're not even wording it right. They're not even saying it right. They're missing the mark. They're missing the point. And you think you're learning something, you're addicted to watching it, but then you go out in the real world and you try to apply it, and it just doesn't work. You realize it is just complete bullshit. Get confident by hitting the gym. Build an amazing physique. Eat healthy. Build a healthy physique. Educate yourself. Be intelligent. Be smart. Work on some goals. Accomplish some things. Develop that unshakable confidence. Go out there and fight for it. Understand that we all take L's. We all win. We all take L's. But unshakable confidence means even when you're taking those L's, you keep coming back. You keep grinding it out. And throughout the process, you develop standards, you develop a sense of self-respect, a sense of confidence, and that's when you can say, you know what, if there's no genuine desire, I have no interest. I'm way too busy to play some stupid-ass, childish bullshit mind games. And essentially, that's what ignoring women is. Anyways, guys, guess I'll go ahead and cut this one off, but I hope this video was somewhat informative. And that's about it for today, guys. Until next time, see ya.
Subscribe to the channel.
To the window, to the wall, until the sweat drops down my balls, until all you bitches crawl. Oh, skeet, skeet, goddamn.